See, God tells us what to do about our money. He says, so, speak. I talked about it Sunday, a little while ago. He who sows sparingly shall reap. He who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. God loves a cheerful, emphasis that prompt to do it, cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound. In other words, when you operate in that grace, is there to get it done. Grace got you saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. Grace got it done. Grace will get your money right. Grace will get your health right. Grace will get your relationship right. Grace is there to do. You are graced to do it. What is that, scripture we read in Zechariah 4:7-4, you remember? That they shall bring forth the gable stone with what? Shouting, grace, grace. Because grace, listen, that's how we're going to finish that building. Grace. Grace, angels, and you're going to be used of God. Angels are going to help you. Help us. Great confession. So, Jesus is what? Is the high priest and the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Listen to this. Jesus was ever confessing and saying his mission in life. He was ever doing it. Listen to what he said. This is a fourfold confession. John 16:28. He said, I came forth from the Father. That's one. I came into the world. That's two. And again, I leave the world. That's four. Three. And I go unto the Father. From incarnation to ascension. He was ever telling all through his life what he was doing. He said it. He did it. They call him the devil, Beelzebub. He said, no, I came from the Father. I only do speak and say what I hear my Father say. He all the way through life, he held fast to his confession. He was telling Peter and the rest of the apostles that how he was going to the cross, he was going to die. Peter said, be it far from you, Lord. You know what Jesus said? You get behind me, Satan. You know, you get out of my way. I know what I'm here to do. And what God wants us to understand, Satan trying to hinder you, can I just say it to you? Trying to hinder you in your believing and your agreement of what God wants to do in your life, in this church, in this ministry. That's why you're here. He want to hinder you, hold you, and bind you, and make you think small and little that you can't do it. And God is steady trying to get you to see greater ones in you. You got to let him out. You don't walk around and say what you can't do. You tell people what you can do. I can do all things. Everything God has for me to do, I can do it. Everything God has for you and to do in this life, you are graced to do it. You can do it. We would not be called the body of Christ with failure, limitation. There's no limit in God. There should be no limit in us. And it's not. God want to get the revelation, the truth to us so we can know it in this life. We don't falter at tasks that seem impossible. We rise up in faith and we become strong We don't join the crowd of the doubting unbelievers. We remain with the one that told us and what he said. All those doubters and believers and came with Pharisees and Sadducees and all the others that came against, he never let any of them interfere. He kept saying, kept doing. He kept going. Am I right? Amen. Am I right? Amen. So he said, you have become part of it. Once you confess Jesus and believe with your heart and say it with your mouth, that's what you have become. That's that same God that's in Jesus now is in you. You have that God kind of life. And you know what Paul said? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In other words, Christ, God, is living in me, and I give him permission to live through me like he desires to. Because he gave me the life. I didn't have any life. I was dead. You was dead. He gave it to you. Now, since it's your life, you gave me, live it the way you want to live it. I yield. I yield all my members. I yield my will, my members, everything I am. I yield it to you. I say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen to this now. And we're getting ready to, I think we got it where we can kind of close down now. Listen to this. Hebrews 10, 22 and 3. Hebrews 10 and 23. Look what it says. Watch what it says. Since we know this, let us draw near. Let us do what? Let us draw near. How? Are you looking at it? Hebrews 10, 22. You see it? Let us draw near. How?
With a true heart.
With a true heart, a shaking and unconcerned. I mean, with no confidence and just all, I don't know what I'm going to do. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Get rid of it. How do you get it sprinkled? Took that word and wiped it out. Cleaned it out. Ain't got no stuff of that. Got evil conscience of unbelief and doubt and uncertain. I have my heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. No. God said it and I believe it and I'm on it. From an evil conscience and our body washed. That means if you get your body washed, you get your body washed with pure water, that's the water of the word, it won't be giving you all those kind of problems. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I hurt so bad. Well, you get it washed with pure water, the word. That's what that pure water is, the word wash. It's my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them and help to all their flesh. Having your body washed with pure water. Look, let us hold fast. Pressure's on. Stuff coming against us. Look like ain't nothing working. Look like everything falling apart. Let us hold fast. Look like it ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna hold fast. 2020, June 21st, we will have camp meeting in the building. In Jesus' name. God has to move heaven and earth and everything else. We're going to have camp meeting in that building.